以前第四是另外一个第十二 A 条的申请，就涉及在古洞南将一块用地由这个农业和绿化地带改到政府机构或社区的地带的。咁就先请秘书系处理个李申述李。
系，系唔该，主席。咁呢个申请咧，个申请人咧就系恒基嘅一个子公司嚟噶啦。咁因此咧，以下嘅委员咧系需要申报利益嘅。咁阿 Vincent 咧，佢现时同恒基系有业务嘅往来啦。咁另外阿 Ryan 咧，佢工作嘅团结香港基金咧，亦都系有收取恒基嘅一啲嘅捐助嘅。不过系知悉阿 Vincent 同 Ryan 咧，今日都系因事未能出席今日嘅会议嘅。唔该。
好，咁我哋首先欢迎申请人同埋规划处嘅代表嘅。咁我而家先讲讲今日嘅程序啦。首先我哋会邀请规划处代表简介有关嘅申请内容啦，同埋规划处嘅意见嘅。咁跟住我会邀请申请人嘅代表咧去表达佢哋嘅意见。你哋会有15分钟去表达嘅。咁之后咧就进入答问环节。咁委员咧会针对个申请咧向规划处或者申请人嘅代表提出提问啦。之後我哋會邀請大家嚟申請人嘅代表同埋規劃處代表咧離開會議室，咁委員咧會進行商討嘅。咁如果大家冇問題嘅，就開始啦。咁我先請規劃處嘅代表。
多謝主席，各位委員，今日為大家介紹嘅呢宗12A申請咧，編號係 ANEKTS18。申請地點是位於古洞南，地盤面積大約是128,200平方米，在古洞南分區計劃大綱圖上面是被劃為農業地帶，主要是佔了 96.8%， 另外就有綠化地帶是大約佔了地盤的 3.2%。 根據申請人提交的申請，這一次的改劃是想將申請地點改劃為政府機構或社區，即是 GIC 用途，是作擬議的學校發展。在我介紹申請人的建議之前，容許我用少少時間去為大家介紹一下地點的現況啦，同埋附近的環境。申請地點咧係由兩部分的土地去組成啦。兩部分的土地去組成啦，係喺雙魚河的兩岸啦。地點咧係呈住一個唔規則而且狹長的形狀。沿住雙魚河咧係伸延大約800米嘅。喺兩邊嘅土地咧，將會由兩條橫跨雙魚河嘅建議連接橋咧去連接。而家咧喺呢個位置咧係有一條行人天橋咧去連係咗兩岸嘅河邊嘅。地盤而家大部分咧都係一啲空置嘅土地啦，係附有植坯同埋有啲林地啊、草叢同埋草地啦，部分咧有啲嘅硬鋪面啦。喺熒光幕上邊咧，我哋可以見到咧地盤裏邊咧有一啲散落喺側邊嘅一啲住用構築物啦，同埋一啲嘅臨時構築物啦，有空置嘅土地咧，同埋少量嘅一啲嘅休耕同埋常耕嘅土地嘅農地。另外咧有啲池塘啦、魚塘啦、沼澤同埋河溪。現時咧，東邊嘅部分咧，可以從坑頭路呢個位置咧，去行一條小路去到達啦。而西邊咧，係可以連接到古洞路嘅東道去到達嘅。而呢一個位置咧，亦都係喺怡爾學校嘅主要入口啦，係經一條申請地點以外嘅連接建議嘅連接路，去通往申請規劃中嘅一個北都公路嘅新田科技城嘅交匯處啦。怡爾嘅連接路咧，將會由申請人去建造、維護同埋管理，而其範圍咧，同埋佢嘅設計咧，將會喺詳細設計階段咧去確認。申請地點咧，大部分係屬於私人嘅土地啦，大約有26% 咧係政府嘅土地，而大約94平方米嘅私人土地裏邊咧，有八成嘅私人土地咧已經由申請人咧完全擁有或者部分擁有。根據申請人嘅資料咧，土地嘅收購程序咧仍然進行緊啦，預計係會喺2028年去完成啦呢個收購嘅過程啦，同埋包括咧喺呢一個申請地點裏面有一粒嘅私人土地啦，係冇包入去呢個申請地點入面嘅。申請地點咧係位於一個鄉郊嘅地帶啦，比鄰呢度嘅麒麟山啦，而主要咧係附近有一啲嘅鄉村式發展咧，同埋啲低層低密度嘅住宅發展嘅，係主要喺呢個位置啦。高度大約係三層，而靠住北邊咧青山公路嘅呢個位置咧，係有一啲嘅位於喺綜合發展區地帶一啲中層中密度嘅住宅發展。申請地點附近咧亦都有啲嘅停車場啦，有露天嘅儲物嘅 的用途，同埋下面有一些休耕或者是上耕的农地等等的用途。而在申请地点的北边，即是青山公路以北这个位置，就是我们的古洞北的新发展区。它们的建筑物的高度是由主水平基准上50米至170米不等的，是属于高层的高密度发展。这一次的改划申请是要将这个申请地点由农业地带和绿化地带去改划成为政府机构或社区的地带，去配合一个宜宜的国际学校发展。申请人呢没有建议去改变这个 GIC 松林上面的规划意向、发展的限制和用途表里面的用途。根据大纲图的总表，教育机构和学校是第一栏经常准许的用途。而根据申请人的建议，如果委员会在同意这次的改划之后，申请人是不再需要向城规会提交第16条申请去开展这个宜宜的学校发展的。作为一个背景的资料，这个地盘从未涉及先前被批过的 12A 或者是16条的申请。在同一个大纲图上面的农业和绿化地带里面，亦都冇类似改划或者申请作为学校发展的规划申请。申请人是就今次的规划的这个申请提供了一些理据的。申请人指出，这个申请符合政府和国家的政策，选址是合适，与周边的环境是相容，而规模亦都合适，不会在不同的技术层面产生一些显著的负面影响。这部分我会交由申请人应该去详细去展述。就今次的申请呢，申请人是擬備了一个示意的发展方案的。申请人呢的资料里面显示，这间的学校呢会提供幼稚园、中学和小学的教育。在地盘的中央位置是主要是一些教学设施、体育设施，而在地盘的北面和南面呢分别是学生和职员的宿舍。示意发展方案入面最高的建筑物高度是不多于10层，约主水平基准上 53.5 米，地积比率是大约 1.33 倍。这个学校的预计会在2036年去完工，在北都公路新田段的完工时间是吻合的。届时是可以由北都公路去驳到去这个宜宜这个位置的一条连接路去到达申请地点。而有关的连接路的设计和设计的技术细节是有待进一步的深化。有关发展的参数和设计、申请理据、和设计的一些考量和优点，我会留待申请人和团队应该为委员详细去介绍。就着这种申请，我们的规划考虑和评估有以下几点。在北部都会区发展这个国际学校的方面而言，这种申请是和政府的政策一致。在2023年和2025年的施政报告，以及在2023年的北都行动纲领，也都有表达到政府对发展国际学校的支持，也都会指出在北都是会预留一些土地供国际学校的发展的。在这种申请，我们有咨询过教育署，教育署是表示欢迎私立学校包括国际学校的成立。就着行动和这个实行的细节上面，指出宜宜的学校将会是一所为本地提供非本地课程的私立学校，而私立学校是首先要需要得到教育局的认可才可以成为国际学校的。而在北都的发展角度而言，北都办是表示欢迎申请人在设立一个有寄宿设施的私立学校，预计可以满足来自新田科技城这个位置，是不是港深河套港深创科园的，和牛潭尾北都大学城等等一些高等教育人士对于高质教育的选项的需求，增强北都对内地和海外的人才的吸引力。就着规划意向方面，申请地点有超过90.5%的土地是划为农业的地带。农业地带主要是保存和保护良好的农地，作为一些农业的用途，和保存有复耕能力的休耕农地。如我刚才和大家简介过，在申请地点是部分是空置的，也都有一些植坯、林地、草丛和草地，有部分已经是硬铺面来的。当中虽然有一些鱼塘、池塘和住用 同的構築物，同埋一啲嘅農耕、休耕嘅上休耕同埋上耕嘅農地。我哋就住呢一種嘅申請咧，係有諮詢過漁護署嘅。鑑於係呢個獨呢個項目咧獨特性啦，同埋佢咧可以為到社區帶嚟嘅益處，同埋咧以及北都辦同埋教育局咧對於學校發展嘅正面意見咧，漁護署咧係從農業同埋漁業嘅角度咧表示唔反對。漁護署亦都會繼續去實施一啲措施，出眾咧喺其他合適嘅優質農地上面進行農作物嘅耕種嘅復耕啦，以支持可持續發展嘅農業。同埋對於申請地點咧西南邊呢部分咧，作為一個綠化地帶嘅地方咧，漁護署咧係從自然保育角度咧唔反對呢宗申請。在土地用途發展密度方面，這種申請的周邊環境和它的申請的用途並非不協調，無論是在土地用途上面發展密度和它旁邊的一些未來的發展方向。申請地點雖然佔地是比較大的，但是就採用了一個低層低密度的設計，最高的地積比率是為 1.33 倍，高度亦都不超過10層。我哋喺荧光幕右边呢一个位置见到，由于我头先所简介提到啦，申请地点附近咧已经有一啲嘅作为乡村式发展嘅低密度同埋低层嘅住宅发展啦，呢个系坑头嘅地方啦。而喺东北边嘅位置咧，亦都有啲中层同埋中密度嘅发展。当中包括在坑头大埔嘅北边咧，呢个位置咧有一个综合发展区嘅地盘啦，地积比率系 1.41 个倍啦，同埋至到 3.059 倍嘅呢啲嘅综合发展区，而高度嘅系达到主水平基准上由41米去到81.5米。我哋再远少少睇睇呢度，喺古洞北嘅发展区咧有更高密度嘅一啲嘅发展啦。考虑到而家喺发展同埋喺而家嘅计划中嘅发展咧，而以嘅学校嘅地积比率系 1.33 倍，最大嘅最高嘅建筑物高度系10层啦，与附近嘅發展並非不相容，而申請人亦都在這個示意方案提出了不少的規劃爭議，當中包括一些梯級式的建築物高度輪廓、梯台的設計、沿河的建築物後移、河岸的視覺的走廊，亦都加入了三條在建築物間距作為視覺走廊，亦都加入了一些的緩衝種植。就住呢次嘅申請咧，規劃署嘅城市設計及園景組喺城市設計、視覺、空氣流通方面咧，都唔表示反對。喺園景同埋樹木保護方面，示意嘅方案裏面咧嘅綠化率啦，同埋休憩用地嘅提供咧，係符合咗相關指引嘅規定。申請地點大部分咧都係啲常見啦、外來嘅本地同埋本地嘅樹種，並且係冇一啲嘅古樹名木。建議嘅建議賠償種植1150棵嘅重標準嘅新樹作為補償咧，係可以達到呢個賠償比率1:1嘅。而地盤嘅邊界種植咧，係會包括一啲本地嘅樹木啦、灌木啦，去增強一個植物嘅多樣性啦，同埋保持周圍環境嘅氛圍。同連同咧喺地盤邊界嘅一啲嘅植物咧，都會係被保留啦。同埋特別喺河邊啦，形成咗一個沿河嘅種植嘅緩衝區。規劃署的城市設計及園景組在園景角度咧都不反對呢個申請，但是咧就要求申請人在制定詳細嘅發展方案的時候咧提交呢個景觀的建議書。在生態方面，根據申請人所提交的技術報告咧，喺呢個地方咧冇發現一啲高生態價值的棲息地啦，同埋生態嘅熱點，而周圍的生態敏感度咧亦都唔高。實施咗緩解嘅措施之後咧，預計唔會對生態方面咧產生不良嘅影響。就住雙魚河而言，這個河邊咧並這個河溪咧並唔係被列為生態價值高的地方，只是屬於低和中等，亦都未被列為生態上很重要的溪流。漁護署在自然保育的角度不反對這個申請，但是指出如果申請獲得批准，在制定詳細發展方案的時間應該考慮地盤上面有的生態特徵、棲息地，並且進行相關的評估，包括一個詳細的生態影響評估，提交生態調查報告的工作報告，並且在工程開始之前進行這個漁業的影響評估。 是交通方便，申请人呢在实施这个交通缓解措施之后呢，是这个异议改划不会对带来一些不可克服的负面影响，而申请人呢所擬議的接驳路呢，去接驳北都公路的连接路呢，是将会由申请人去负责设计啦、建维护啦同埋管理嘅，但系咧喺申请里边咧就未就呢一啲嘅设计咧交出一个好详细嘅相关细节啦，而实施嘅细节咧亦都需要进一步嘅去制定啦，但系咧因为北都公路咧仍然系一个研究嘅阶段，日后需要得到咧相关嘅持份者嘅同意咧去落实有关道路嘅设计。我哋喺呢个右手边见到啦，喺呢一个位置咧就系呢个连接路喺附近咧，其实都有一啲嘅私人土地嘅，呢个咧都是要留待下一步，我们再看看那个设计是怎样的。而申请的申请人呢也都应该要跟相关的当局呢去保持密切的联系，并在合及时的时候呢去就这个连接路去达成协议去落实这个发展。运输署对着这个申请呢表示不反对，尤其是在它的内部交通的安排上面，但是就要求在后续的相关机制，例如在地契的机制那里呢去加入一些条款，要求申请人在制定详细发展方案的时候提交交通影响评估。就着申请人建议是做一个通往农业园的道路连接方案，也就是图面上面显示的这两个位置，运输署是觉得这个方案不可行的，而有关的道路的需求应该由渔护署去决定。在环境污水排水和其他技术方面，申请人提交的技术评估指出，实施这个缓解的方案之后，对空气的质素、噪音、污水排水、水质、废物管理和土地污染呢是没有带来一些负面的影响。申请人亦都承诺在详细设计阶段呢会应相关部门的要求进行详细的噪音影响评估、土地污染影响评估等等，作进一步的评估。其他相关部门呢对这个申请亦都不表示反对或者是没有意见。相关的技术评估呢是会 在未来在这个后续的方案在纳入这个地契或者相关的机制的条款，要求申请人提交一个新的或者详细或者更加详细的技术评估的。在实施方案方面，虽然申请地点并不是完全由申请人拥有，但是土地的收购亦都已经是进行中，如我刚才所提过，已经达到八成的私人土地是由申请人去拥有或者部分持有，亦都预计在2028年会完成收购的程序。申请人是需要继续和地政总署去探讨这个换地的事宜，以及作进行进一步的沟通，去进一步深化设计和技术的细节，进行更加详细的技术评估，去回应相关部门的关注。基于以上的考虑和评估，其和相关部门没有反对和负面的意见，改划这个申请地点去配合一个国际学校的发展，在规划和在地区规划的角度上面并非不可接受，但是这个异议的发展仍然存在一些有待解决和要处理的问题，包括在申请地点里面余下的一些私人土地的收购，在相关部门进一步的详细设计评估里面，或者是某些设计和缓解措施上面的一些技术要求，就住在连接北都公路连接路的详细资料，和两条连系两岸的连接桥，和车辆通道的设计以及细节，和在擬議发展的地盘界线和用途地带的仍然是存在一些不确定性。由于学校和教育机构在这个 GIC 的用途上面是经常准许的用途，在改划之后是无需要再就这个发展递交这个16条的申请。但就着以上几点，我们认为要通过需要在通过大纲图的注释和在说明书里面去加入一些细节，去为擬議的学校发展的未来方向和设计去提供指引，当中包括一些是规划意向、发展的限制、发展地带的经常准许用途、和设计和缓解措施以及相关的设施。如果委员会是同意或者部分同意这种的申请，规划署和相关部门会作进一步的检讨，去探讨一个恰当的用途地带、界线、规划意向和发展限制，去确保示意方案的实施 實施咧，同埋佢嘅規模以及佢嘅發展密度咧，同埋相關嘅緩解嘅措施咧，都得到實施嘅。並且咧，確保會加入個合適嘅靈活性啦，去配合未來設計同埋改變滿足改變啦，同埋滿足營運嘅需求。而擬議嘅連接路嘅詳細資料咧，同埋設計咧，將會取決於北都公路新田段同埋北都同埋新田科技城交匯處嘅詳細嘅發。詳細嘅設計進展，但係如果呢一啲嘅資料咧，喺規劃署為改圖嘅圖則嘅時候，仍未確定嘅時候咧，擬議嘅連接路嘅法定規劃事宜咧，或者需要分開處理。喺規劃署完成呢個檢討嘅時候，我哋會對大綱圖作出修訂啦，亦都會再交俾委員會去考慮。基於以上的規劃考慮和評估，規劃署原則上不反對這種申請。若委員會是同意或者部分同意這種申請，規劃署會制定對分區計劃大綱圖的一些適當的修訂，連同修訂註釋和說明書，會先交給小組委員會去考慮，然後會再根據城市規劃條例去刊憲登報的。多謝。
好，唔該，好，跟住就我交俾申請人嘅代表，係，請問你邊位發言啊？係咪阿劉山啊？
係。Good afternoon. Today I will be representing the applicants in making this presentation. I will be making the presentation in English and will take questions in Chinese and English. Also present with me are representatives of the applicant and the school operator and our consultancy team.This rezoning request is made to enable the development of a proposed international school, a unique project, and a pioneering initiative in response to the current national and government policy initiatives to promote quality international education in the northern metropolis. The rezoning request proposes to rezone the site at Kutong South, mainly zoned agricultural, and with a minor portion falling within the green belt,on the approved OZP to GIC zone to facilitate the proposed development. The site currently consists largely of vacant land, some agricultural land, temporary structures and disturbed areas, and presents an opportunity for a more optimal and community-beneficial use. In a wider context, the rezoning site is strategically located in the northern metropolis in close proximity to Kutong North NDA,Sunshine Technopol and Otame areas, which will transform the area from a predominantly low density and rural character to a built up medium and high density development node. The proposed school can serve as a sustainable educational anchor for the evolving community. The site will be well connected upon the completion of the Northern Metropolis Highway, and as such, Kutong South has been identified as an ideal location for this educational development.The proposed school will be operated by Basis International School and Basis Curriculum School Networks, which now serves more than 30,000 students in 64 schools in the United States, Asia, and Europe. Since 2014, there are 7 Basis International Schools and 8 Basis Bilingual Schools, including 2 schools opening in the fall in the mainland. The school curriculumadopts a through-train mode to offer an innovative and transformative learning environment to redefine early childhood, kindergarten to year 12 education, providing comprehensive educational facilities supported by student and staff accommodation, alongside dedicated space for sports, arts, culture, and science education. The curriculum combines the strength of liberal arts and STEM education to cultivate critical thinking,creativity, and problem-solving skills with well-rounded learning. Small classes, approximately 25 students per class, will be adopted to enhance classroom interactions and learning efficiencies. The project is conceived as more than just a school complex. It is designed as a comprehensive, student-centered educational campus that integrates learning, living, and recreation within a cohesive environment.Key principles guiding the design include respecting the surrounding environment and local context, given the site's proximity to existing riverside landscape. As such, the design adopts a low-impact approach that works with rather than against the green setting. Also, leveraging the site's strategic location and connectivity, as the campus is positioned to benefit from the future transport infrastructure within the northern metropolis, making it accessible not only to nearby residents, but also to a wider catchment. Creating a safe campus for student movement and incorporating various landscape and buffer areas. And overall, the vision is to create a healthy, inspiring, and future-ready learning environment that supports both academic excellence and personal development. An indicative development scheme of the proposed school that adopts a low-density, low-impact approach has been prepared in support of the rezoning request and to demonstrate its proposed land use and its technical feasibility. In line with the low-rise topography of Kwu Tung South, the indicative development scheme consists of 24 structures of varied building heights with not more than 10 stories. The indicative development scheme will accommodate approximately 3,000 students and 6,300 teaching and supporting staff. Ancillary student accommodation of approximately 350 units for about 1,400 middle and high school students will be provided, while 571 units of ancillary staff accommodation for 843 persons will be provided. As the school is intended to connect to the Northern Metropolis Highway, which will serve as the main access to the site, and the target completion of the proposed school is scheduled for 2036 upon the commissioning of the Northern Metropolis Highway. The indicative campus layout adopts a context-sensitive, student-centered design that enhances learning, living quality, and overall campus experience. Development is organized into functional clusters along BS River with facilities on both sides to maximize landscape integration and accessibility. Educational facilities form the center core of the campus. Early year and primary education are located near the main entrance on the western side of the river, while the middle and high school facilities are positioned on the eastern side. This arrangement supports age-appropriate learning environments while maintaining strong campus cohesion. As a STEAM-focused academic framework, student and staff accommodation are placed at the quieter north and south ends of the campus, providing a more tranquil living environment. Centrally located outdoor spaces sit between the academic and dormitory zones, ensuring convenient access for all students, while also acting as a visual break to reduce the perceived scale of development. A comprehensive internal pedestrian and cycling network for students and staff throughout the campus is provided to promote healthy living. From a planning and urban design perspective, the proposal incorporates several key merits. The indicative development scheme introduces three major visual corridors that allow for visual access, and a river visual corridor with a minimum of 50-meter separation distance between the two sides of the river to maintain visual openness and enhance air permeability. Secondly, the building adopts a stepped height profile and terrace design. This reduces the overall visual mass and ensures that a more gradual transition in building scale and integration with its surrounding. Building heights gradually step down towards the river and green areas, ensuring a smooth transition between built form and landscape. Dormitories at the campus edges ranges from 3 to 9 stories, creating a sensitive transition to surrounding areas and reinforce harmony with the natural environment. Thirdly, there will be a careful attention to building form and facade treatment, which will include the use of naturalistic and fluid architectural forms and sensitive materials and designs, and buildings with smaller footprints to blend with the environment. Fourthly, the development includes significant setbacks from the river, ranging from approximately 10 to over 30 meters, and proposed planting buffers along the riverbanks and integrate with the existing riverside vegetation. Lastly, the placement of open and low-rise facilities at the center of the site help improve wind penetration and microclimate conditions. Collectively, these design strategies ensure that the development is visually compatible, environmentally responsive, and well integrated with its surroundings. Sustainable landscape and ecological design has also been well considered in the indicative development scheme. The development adopts a comprehensive landscape strategy with no less than 30% greenery coverage across the site. Key features include tree compensation at a 1-to-1 ratio to offset any loss, retention of existing mature trees where feasible, and the use of predominantly native species to enhance biodiversity. Bias River is excluded from the development scheme, while a minimum 10-meter riparian buffer is maintained to protect the river environment. This is coupled by planting buffer along the site boundaries to soften building mass and minimize visual impact to the surrounding and boundary design to avoid human intrusion into the riverbank. From an ecological perspective, the conducted ecological review identified the ecological value of the site as low to moderate. No site of special scientific interest or ecological hotspots have been identified within the site. Design and construction of the proposed school will adopt measures that follow the established principles of avoidance, minimization, and compensation. This ensures that the potential impacts are properly managed while also delivering net improvements in landscape quality and biodiversity. The rezoning request is justified on the following grounds. It is fully in line with government's current policy directives on education, promoting diversified learning opportunities and STEAM education in the northern metropolis, supporting community needs, and Hong Kong's role as an international hub. The rezoning site is strategically located within the northern metropolis in close proximity to new development areas, and the proposed school can serve as a sustainable educational anchor for the evolving community. The proposed school will meet rising demand for international education, offering a global-oriented curriculum, alleviating pressures on existing schools and supporting long-term population and economic growth. The rezoning request will cater for the future changes in planning circumstances brought by the northern metropolis and better complement the new demographic and economic status of the area brought by new educational and resources. The proposed school is not only visually compatible and compatible with the surrounding villages and residential use, but also its environmentally sensitive riverside campus design is highly compatible with the recreational and ecological resources in the area. The indicative development scheme adopts an appropriate scale and design that integrates with the surrounding environment, incorporating low density, low impact, and sustainable resilient design principles. The rezoning requests will enable better utilization of scarce land resources, which is in line with government's initiatives and the implementation of the northern metropolis in a timely manner. As demonstrated, the site is in a suitable location to implement an international school of a comparable size. Lastly, as demonstrated by various technical assessments conducted, it is anticipated that the indicative development scheme will not create significant adverse technical impacts. To conclude, the proposed school will complement the future development of the northern metropolis by helping to establish Kwu Tung South as a people-oriented, family-friendly living environment. It will enhance educational and resources by providing an international school of a competitive standard, supported by appropriate spatial planning, infrastructure, and a range of learning facilities that promote holistic education under the global basis curriculum. Thank you.
Thank you. 好，現在我們去到答問環節了，看看委員有沒有提問。好，我們舉一舉手先啊，是哪位先啊？我不記得，Simon先的，跟著是跟著哪位？應該是次序是 Tim Wilson 先的 ，Wilson 跟著 Gary 了，好嗎？好嗎？不緊要啊，好嗎？好啦，好。好 ，Simon，
系啊，我第一条问题问阿专员嘅，即系嗰条双鱼河咧有冇呢个 overflow 嘅记录，即系大雨嗰阵时咁样样吓。咁第二个问题咧就想问翻申请人嘅，其实咧连接两边两岸嘅西咧，真系有冇必要咧系要做两条桥咧？即系一条桥得唔得？同埋咧喺即係 implement 嗰陣時咧，其實會唔會真係做呢條橋咧，對呢條雙魚河咧有破壞咧 ？Technically 有冇啲技術可以保障唔會破壞到條雙魚河咧？嚇！
好，兩條問題，第一條問題係問專員嘅，第二條係申請人。咁我先請專員回應，好嗎？咁就。
係好誒，唔該主席，咁多謝提問。咁我手頭上就冇一個好確實嘅資料咧，就係究竟雙魚河喺 咁耐以嚟有冇曾經 overflow 啦？咁但我都想指出咧，就係其實雙魚河咧，係曾經做過一啲嘅河道嘅修整工程啦。咁你見到佢而家嗰個河曲咧，其實已經係一個渠務署喺較早前做過一啲整治之後嘅一個狀態嚟嘅。咁所以如果現場見到咧，其實係一個已經係即係唔係純粹一個天然河道，係一個已經可以即係有一個。做咗一啲排水啊，做咗一啲嘅 improvement 底下嘅一個河道嚟嘅，咁所以對於 overflow 呢個問題咧，咁應該嘅憂慮就唔係咁大嘅啫，唔該。
係，即係渠務處都對個申請係冇反對意見嘅，係。好，咁跟住就係請申請人代表。
In terms of the link bridges, right now this is an indicative design. It's to demonstrate the comprehensive transport network of the scheme. It can be subject to further study. In terms of the impacts to Bias River, there is no pillars that will go into the river, and the river itself is excluded from the application site.
So the construction of the bridge should not have adverse impact on the river?
Yes.
Okay.So, any possibility of providing a larger beach rather than two smaller beach?
This can be considered during the detailed design stage.
Oh, thank you. Okay. 好，跟住阿 Tim 係。
好，唔該，主席。我都想請問申請人嘅兩個問題，一個就係因為嗰個西好大，但係佢橫跨咗雙魚河啦，咁。你哋都有啲 design 就即係階梯式啊，都有啲所謂 green 嘅 space。我想問就係呢個範圍入邊，普通人可唔可以 access 嘅咧？即係個通達性，因為其實嗰度係一個好受歡迎嘅跑步啦、晨運啦，好多哥哥姐姐，包括我都會嗰個運動嘅嚇。咁所以我想問呢部分，你哋會點樣處理嗰、那個即係所謂保安同埋通達性咧？呢、這個第一，第二就係都想知道就係成間學校。估計會收幾多學生呢？由幼稚園、中學、小學，因為似乎喺你嘅資料並冇提過，但係其實嗰個面積好大嘅嚇，咁係咪三千？啊，三千，即係個比例係中小學生等申請人補充多啲資料咧，等佢掌握下嘅。
好啊，
唔該。
好，兩個問題，校園會唔會開放？尤其是關於而家呢一段嘅雙魚河嘅河嘅兩邊，有冇啲行人通道係俾公眾行噶？如果有嘅，日後會點處理啊？我想問埋呢個問題啫。好，請都應該申請人代表回應係嘛？
In terms of the campus itself, for safety reasons, the public cannot access it. It's only for staff and students. Currently, the Bias River on both sides, there's no pedestrian access. But because we have excluded the Bias River with a riparian buffer from the application site, for future study, whether there will be access to the Bias River can be studied in the future. In terms of the second question...
The speech of the student.
Right now we have 3,000 students anticipated. Whether the split between the campuses, between a primary, secondary, or middle school will be subject to the operator in the future stages.
Yeah. Okay. 啊 ，Wilson， 系，
系都系主席。咁我都係有兩條問題啦。咁第一條問題係關於嗰條雙魚河嘅。咁可能係applicant 亦都可能係政府都有關係啦。我知道雖然條雙魚河咧就唔係個依家申請規劃嗰個校園嘅一部分啦。咁但係畢竟咧依家呢一塊地咧就啱啱就喺個雙魚河嘅河嘅兩邊啦。咁頭先我都即係聽到申請人都講咗好多點樣喺個 river bank 嗰度做一啲唔同嘅 buffer 啊或者美化工程啊咁樣啦。但我想問一下，即係其實會唔會都借呢個機會呢，就 at least 喺經過學校嘅呢一段嘅雙魚河可以做一啲美化河流嘅一啲嘅工程或者工作呢？咁當然呢個就即係要政府容許，因為條河本身就不是屬於你們的一部分嘛。但是即我想如果即我想比較少見就是有一間學校即中間有條河這樣經過的，所以如果你可以在河那裡 借呢個機會咧做一啲美化嘅工程嘅話咧，無論對於整體嗰個河流嘅即係 ecology 又好啦，或者對於你哋校園本身嗰、那個學校入邊嗰個景色咧，都會係一個有好處嘅嘢嚟嘅。另外一個問題咧，就我想問翻交通，因為啱啱就有委員都問到咧，就即係都有3000個學生。咁雖然我知道你係有宿舍啦，咁但係一般嚟講，現時香港嘅國際學校咧都有唔少咧，其實係 day pupil 嚟嘅。咁如果你同一時間咧有咁多個學生翻學放學的話咧，咁其實會唔會對於附近嘅交通咧都會造成一個好大嘅壓力咧？即係呢一個其實喺過去一啲唔同嘅國際學校也好，或者學校也好咧，都見到咧呢、這個。翻學放學突然間在一個很短時間之內出現很多的家長啊、保姆車接送，其實對個交通造成很大的負荷。唔該，主席。
好，兩個問題，我諗都係交俾申請人代表回應啦。Wilson 第一個建議咧，我都好認同。頭先你哋 show 嗰啲相咧，喺河邊嗰啲發展咧係好 integrate 嘅，就係我哋新田科技城，我哋將條河嘅 design 咧同附近的校園咧係連埋一齊，夾埋一齊嘅。當然我呢度有限制嘅，因為而家嗰條商業河已經渠道化咗噶啦。咁但係當然啦，有兩點咧，一點就好似 Wilson 咁講，嗰、那個河岸會唔會有啲改善 enhancement 咧？第二點就係、是，就算冇嘅，你個校園對住河岸部分，你個設計會唔會盡量令到同個河嗰個環境係融合啲咧？呢度一個，不過呢個係一個具體設計嘅事宜啦。可能睇下你哋有咩初步嘅睇法啦，好嘛？係請申請人嘅代表。
So in terms of our landscape design, there are a few things that we have considered, including the provision of a planting buffer along the riverbank. This includes terraced river buffer areas, which can provide visual connection with the river and act as accessible recreational and leisure spaces for students. For safety reasons, there is a boundary design that we would adopt to avoid any human intrusion into the river for the safety of students. So that's also very important in taking into consideration. Because there are existing trees along the river, our landscape design will incorporate new planting that would enrich the current design. And the second question regarding traffic, there are a few measures that we have adopted. First of all, there are student pickup and drop-off areas within the school, so this will allow for adequate queuing of facilities. Secondly, we will be adopting school bus services. And lastly, we will have a staggered school hour system, so allowing the students to come at off-peak hours can avoid potential traffic congestions, especially during school start and end times.
好，
主席，就住雙魚河兩邊咧，我想做一少少嘅補充嘅。咁其實而家大家圖面見到咧，深綠色嗰個部分咧，可唔可以麻煩你講？
嗰部分
咁其實嗰部分咧係唔係喺申請地盤範圍入邊嘅？其實佢係喺而家沿住雙魚河咧現有嘅有一啲嘅行人通道啦，亦都有一啲嘅樹。不過咧，並不是成條雙魚河咧人可以行通嘅。咁所以其實今次申請人佢做呢一個嘅設計咧，佢喺佢嘅地盤範圍見到比較淺綠色啲嘅地方咧，佢哋會做一啲嘅設計，就去呼應翻出邊嗰啲樹。咁嗰啲樹啦，同埋現行如果有通道嘅話咧，佢哋係唔會掂到佢嘅。不過我都聽到委員嘅意見，咁我覺得我哋規劃署都可以翻去同渠務署嗰邊去商量一下。假設如果呢一個發展真係會進行嘅話，其實就住雙魚河而家有啲部分行到，有啲部分行唔到呢樣嘢咧，我哋可以同渠務署商量一下，可唔可以打通佢，咁或者等即係當區居民可以行到。
係啦，即係我覺得如果在个新地点那一段的商业学隔离，现在是行到，被人行到的，日后就行不到，就这个就当为 good 了。 就唔係幾好啦。
係，我哋可以去睇一睇。
但係如果即係不嬲都行唔到嘅，咁仲可以話考慮睇下設計都好啲。咁所以呢度咧，哦，開頭我都誤解咗，我睇緊圖以為咧，個申請地點咧個身係貼住條河冰，即係原來唔係，中間仲有啲空間喺度嘅。咁可能睇下嗰、那個第一樣嘢就係同嗰、那個嗰、那個出邊嗰條河岸嗰、那個那個 interface 點樣處理咧？你係咪整個即係整個欄杆喺度咧？即係我覺得係可以有多唔同嘅 design 嘅，應該最好就冇有欄杆。即係我覺得你整個欄杆咁喺度都似唔係好理想。即係個設計上就唔好係可能，就算有你都係啲比較自然植物做個 fan， 用啲自然植物做啲 fencing 啦，唔好整個欄杆好似個好似個即係圍牆咁樣。即係呢度，不過呢度咧係細緻嘅設計位嚟嘅。咁我哋同事提咗啲意見咧，都可以俾申請人咧以後去處理。咁或者我諗呢點申請人備悉啦，喺你詳細設計嗰度睇下點樣處理，好冇？好，咁跟住係Gary，
多謝主席。我有啲政策問題想即係 clarify 下，理解下。因為我見到頭先講2023年嘅施政報告啦，咁當中我都有印象係講過政府會喺北都預留翻土地去做呢個國際學校嘅。咁但係嗰個係咪講緊喺新發展區入面預留啲土地 ，instead of 係即係唔應該唔係講緊呢一塊噶嘛？這個我想 clarify 下，呢啲係私人佢自己諗咗個 purpose 出嚟係嘛？即係兩者係兩回事嚟噶嘛？
係咁我請專員回應啦，好冇？
唔該主席，多謝提問。咁正確嘅，咁其實我哋講緊政府喺施政報告佢提出會預留嘅國際學校土地咧，係喺一啲新發展區度，譬如喺新田科技城咧，我哋有一笪 GIC site 咧就預留咗做國際學校嘅。咁同時間咧，教育局亦都會檢討翻有啲咩需要嘅時候咧，都會聯絡規劃署或者係其他相關部門咧，有冇再需要預留更多嘅土地咧，就係喺新發展區入邊做國際學校嘅。而今次呢一個咧，純粹係有一個私人嘅一個 initiative 咧，就希望喺呢一個地方咧做一個國際學校嘅啫，係啦。
咁而家呢個私人嘅國際學校，如果做咗嘅話，同政府本身諗住預留嘅嗰個規劃，咁係一個點樣嘅關係？其實我見到教育局嗰啲 comment 好似冇講得好清楚，即係譬如如果有呢一個咁大型一個國際學校，咁政府嗰個仲做唔做咧？定係話其實根本上即係唔會互相影響嘅嚇。
冇錯，係唔會互相影響嘅，因為其實整體北都入面咧，其實我哋近年創科研啊、產學研啊，我哋咁嘅大前提底下咧，其實我哋都希望咧教育方面都可以係國際化或者係更加創新嘅。咁所以喺整個北都嚟講咧，教育局啦或者我哋發展局咧，其實自己都會有一啲嘅諗法，係喺邊啲地方咧預留一啲適合嘅地方做一個國際學校。咁至於今次咧係一個私人嘅提出嘅一個建議啦，咁教育局喺呢一方面就住喺政策方面咧，佢哋唔反对有一啲新嘅私人嘅建议，主动去做一个国际学校，咁变咗唔会系互相排斥，但反而可能系互相 complement 到大家点样一齐去 achieve 到我哋北都嗰个发展咯。
好，另一个问题就留意到本身即系呢度当中大部分系农地啦，但系都有啲 green belt 嘅，咁我都想理解多少少喺 green belt 如果转一个咁样嘅用途，其实系通常乜嘢情况，尤其私人去申请啦。乜嘢情況之下會考慮同埋即係政府會支持嘅？因為我印象中，如果私人去改 green belt 咧，即係好似都幾 stringent 嘅呢個情況，除非政府自己去改啦。
係，多謝你嘅提問啦。咁冇錯嘅，咁我哋為咗咧保育我哋嘅綠化地帶啦，作為一個市區發展同一個鄉郊之間嘅緩衝咧，咁一般嚟講咧，我哋對於綠化地帶去考慮做一啲嘅發展咧，我哋係會比較審慎一啲。咁喺今次嘅申請咧，首先留意到啦，其實佢嘅地盤入邊咧，大部分咧都係農地啦，只有小部分咧喺或者同事幫手睇一睇，咁只有小部分咧喺西南邊。那边咧就系而家指住比较浅鲜绿色嘅地方咧，就系啱啱坐立咗去隔篱嗰个绿化地带嘅。咁一般嚟讲咧，我哋如果考虑绿化地带嘅申请咧，就睇翻究竟嗰个绿化地带本身嘅功能，而家现场嘅情况，以及究竟个申请会唔会对于其他冇被影響嘅綠化地帶會帶嚟影響咧，等等呢一啲嘅考慮。咁喺今次嚟講咧，其實佢首先佔嘅綠化地帶嘅部分係好少啦。如果睇翻現場嘅情況咧，其實呢一個嘅綠化地帶咧，已經係一啲我哋已經叫做disturb 咗嘅地方嚟嘅，可能已經係 被平整咗啦，亦都有一啲嘅構築物啦，亦都冇一啲我哋冇喺現場見到一啲樹好大型嘅樹木啊，或者一啲有 extensive 嘅 greenery 等等。咁考慮咗現場嘅因素啦，亦都考慮翻佢會影響嘅綠化地帶只係好少部分啦。咁如果就算我哋容許咗佢作為今次發展嘅部分咧，對於呢一個綠化地帶本身整體作為一個 buffer 嘅 integrity 咧，係冇一個好大嘅影響。咁所以喺基於咁嘅情況底下咧，我哋覺得今次呢一個申請牽涉咗少量嘅綠化地帶咧，係可以接受嘅。
好，
我 sorry， 我想補充問一下，咁其實係啊，見到成個佔嘅比例唔多，咁調翻轉係咪有呢個必要性去，同埋都係一啲好邊，即係好 boundary 嘅位啦，咁係咪有乜必要性去改咧？咁另外見到有個 typo， 其實你依張 slide 咧，農業同埋綠化好似調轉咗。
系，唔好意思啊，多谢委员嘅提醒啊。咁系啦，冇错，绿化地带同农业地带嗰个数量咧就对转咗嘅。咁大家留意翻下。咁其实应该系 96.8% 咧系农业地带，咁剩翻 3.2% 咧就系绿化地带。咁头先提到啦，究竟有冇必要性去包埋呢一个绿化地带咧？咁嗱，咁首先今次系一个私人提出嘅一个嘅申请啦。咁相信申请人考虑嘅时候咧，亦都有考虑埋佢哋自己拥有嘅土地啦。咁我哋去睇嘅时候就係话，如果申请人今次提出呢一个嘅西 boundary， 如果 exclude 咗绿化地嘅地方，咁就反而会倒返转有一啲嘅私人土地呢就叫 residual 喺度呢就不能够发展。咁所以亦都睇返就算今次俾佢 include 埋一啲嘅绿化地带呢，整体嘅影响亦都唔係好大。咁所以呢我哋先至觉得哦 ,ok， 咁今次係一个农业地带加绿化地带嘅一个嘅组合的一个的 rezoning 我们都是觉得可以接受的。
是的。这个申请人现在包了绿化地带，如果你看回文件的图 ,Plan 21, 其实它占整个绿化地带是很少的范围的，应该都是少。还有刚才朱元都解释了，现在这个绿化地带的现状其实都是一个平整的地方，而日后的发展呢都会是一个比较低矮的发展，还有很多我哋叫远景嘅设计喺度，咁整体嚟讲，规划署都觉得可以接受嘅。好，仲有冇？Eric 系，
简单两个问题啫。第一咧，我谂系我谂香港好 welcome 发展商去发展嗰个资源啦。咁但系都香港社会亦都好希望咧，喺发展过程中咧，能够对嗰个居民啊带嚟一个好好嘅一个体会啦，咁。咁所以咧，尤其是喺河景啊、海景等等咧，咁發展咧就唔係參考，其實一定嘅考慮咧，就係你個發展之中咧，點樣變到民，旁邊人可以喺你嘅發展之中咧享受埋嗰個河景。咁呢個咧，好多人係作為一個權利嚟嘅，一條河咧。咁所以咧喺呢個設計上邊咧，我諗就唔係分得咁簡單，而係點樣變到嗰啲人咧係可以enjoy 到個河景。咁呢個一個希望可以長遠發展啦。呢個第一個。第二個你睇嗰、那個你個計劃之中係name咗一間學校就 basis， 咁已經係講緊係佢做啦咁樣。咁我哋有經驗咧就係、其實唔少國際學校香港咧都發展都比較奔波嘅，有啲得有啲唔得嘅。咁有冇一個二手準備咧 ？In case 或者係 geographical、geopolitical 有啲變化，有啲嘢時候或者學校經驗唔好嘅時候咧，有冇個 fallback position 咧？如果呢間唔做嘅時候 ，in case 啊咁。咁咪成個計劃咪唔得咯？咁會唔會一個咁嘅 fallback position 啦？唔該曬。
係，我都先請申請人代表回應呢兩個問題啦，好唔好啊？我諗第一個問題可能都係同頭先嘅討論都有關係嘅。因為嗰個河兩旁嗰個情嗰個景觀咧，有冇空間可以優化，同埋提供一個公眾享用嘅空間喺度？我諗呢個頭先都提過少少嘅。咁呢度睇下申請人有冇進一步回應啦。跟住係
We can during detailed design work with relevant government authorities to see whether we can incorporate additional public planning gains into the design. In terms of the operator has operated numerous schools within various areas, including China. We have 7 basis international schools already operating. So there is a strong strong track record of the operator in operating such developments.
There are already seven premises in the mainland?
In the mainland, yes.
Oh, okay. 好，跟住副主席啊，
唔該主席，我想問一問申請人嘅，我想睇翻個 master plan 有幾個問題。第一個就係點解要 provide 嘅 driving range 喺度咧 ？driving range 講真嘅 take up 嘅 area 都好大啦。咁但係對一間國際學校嚟講，即係幼稚園、小學嘅學生用咁多，同埋特別原因考慮擺個 driving range 呢個第一個問題。第二個問題就係話你哋喺國內開咗好多嘅國際學校啦，有冇啲 experience 覺得係香港？你覺得係會係 relevant 嘅，即係可唔可以分享一下，等我哋理解一下咧？咁第三個問題就係話，喺嗰個嚇 social gain 呢個 element 嘅角度睇，嗱，因為間學校好大啦，我明啦 ，security 要有啦，咁但係見到好多 facilities 咧，或者有機會咧，都能夠有時間裏邊開放俾一啲附近嘅 community。或者是譬如 summer camp 俾啲學生，香港學生要去嘅，咁有冇啲空間可以諗咧？咁因為我哋期望就係間學校唔係話閂咗門之後就周圍都唔理，而係咧佢 part of 我哋嘅 community， 同埋 part of 我哋嘅整體嘅香港嘅部分。咁嚟得咧就 international school 咧係一個喺我哋 territory 裏邊咧係一個 across the board 嘅一個所謂一個溝通喺度。咁呢個都係喺社會上。個 social value 嘅得益都會大嘅，會唔會考慮一下咧？咁樣啊，唔該。
係，就三個問題，我諗都係請申請嘅代表啦。我都順便第一個問題問多句啦，你哋喺其他地方嘅校園裏邊係咪都有 golf driving range 噶？
In terms of the proposed facilities, there are various options that the applicant or the operator has considered. All of these options are in the sake of fostering physical education in a holistic educational curriculum for middle and high school students. In terms of whether there are precedent for golf facilities within other international schools, there are precedent in the mainland. And in terms of whether there are opportunities to open these facilities in for the public, we will consider different partnerships with organizations into using these facilities for various events, for sports or for arts or cultures to be held within the school that can be open to the public.
你又提到咧，你又想一期一班 single phase development， 即系唔会分 phase 嘅，系咪？即系假设你又话起好晒一次过开。幼稚園、小學、中學咁開，而唔係分 phase， 因為我理解好多情況裏邊咧，學校都係分期去 launch 嘅。咁呢個考慮又係點？可唔可以解釋一下咧？唔該。
The current intention is to develop it in one phase. This will be further studied during the detailed design stage. But the intention is to only open the school upon the commissioning of the Northern Metropolis Highway.
Okay.
好，請問大家仲有冇提問？好，如果冇提問，咁我就多謝申請嘅代表同埋 Quatch 代表，咁你哋而家離場啦，唔該。